and girls, and welcome to Disney's I Screwed You with Russian Roulette.
Yeah!
I'm here with Selena, home of the happiest competition on Earth, and she's gonna teach us some real Disney tricks tonight. You're gonna get to meet some trolls, and maybe some elves, and a giant.
A what?
Or not. I don't know. I made it up as I went along.
Ah, because everybody compared to me is a giant. Yeah!
That's probably true.
Oh, that's not very nice. I walked into that one.
I'm a mouse. What do you want from me?
Don't know.
Look, I only get a few months off from Disney, so I have to blow some steam. What can I say?
Oh, dear me.
So what's tonight's theme, Selena?
Tonight's theme is songs and shows from Disney's stage show, Disney's on the Record, a.k.a. where we got our name from.
Woohoo!
And it was a Russian roulette because the original was Disney animated films. And our winner...
She screwed you.
La la.
Just kidding.
And it's... Okay, and I would like to say this ahead of time. This is the only Disney round we have in this whole competition.
Yes! I'm saying, aww.
So now that I have that in the clear, everybody can take a nice big sigh of relief.
Because they're so tapped out of Disney, because they can't use songs they've done before.
Yeah.
All right. So, we're waiting for Melody to come back. And as soon as she does, we get started. For you guys, it'll be just momentarily. So hang in there.
Yeah. Okay.
In every task that must be done, there is an element of fun. You just find the fun and the job's a game.
And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake. A lark a spree, it's very clear to see. That a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song that'll move the job along. The medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
And that was Moggy Mog with A Spoonful of Sugar from Mary Poppins.
Very prim and proper.
Very prim and proper. Yes. I can't do accents to save my life. Okay.
Pish posh.
So I had a couple of issues with this. Like, for me, sometimes some of the starts of your phrases were slightly missing, like they were faded in or something. I don't think that's exactly what I'm trying to say, but it was just missing that beginning sound. Let's see. It sounded like you got tired along the song, like it needed more energy, a bit more personality in certain spots.
Right after that music break, right?
Yes, but yes.
That's when she really started sounding tired.
Yeah, especially there. And then the echo for me was a little too legato. It should have been a little bit shorter. And it sounded a bit reserved to me at times. And that might go with the more energy. And the self-harmony was not quite together. And I think the vocalization right after that should have been a little bit higher at the beginning. No, but that's just being really nitpicky.
That's what you're all about. Picky. Awesome. Okay. I don't totally agree with Sal. There are some things that she said that I agreed with, some not. I first of all, way to use your British heritage. Yeah.
Why do British people always do Mary Poppins?
Because she was British. And that way they don't have to imitate an American accent. So, right. The backtrack was like, all I could think of was, like, being on a merry-go-round.
Yes. And
what was it? The player piano kind of sounds.
Oh, okay.
This backtrack was so wonky. But, you know, that's okay. Not judging you on the backtrack. I actually thought this was good for your voice, but I agree with Zell that you kind of went legato on some things a little and stretched some notes out and... I don't know if that made it lose emotion or energy, but one of the two kind of got lost in there. And after the music break, when you started singing again, for some reason, you just sounded really tired. You just sort of sounded like you lost energy in the song. And then the harmonies came. I actually liked the harmonies, although I remember towards the end of the harmony section thinking that, like, something had caught my attention, but I hadn't been quite sure what it was. So maybe it's what Zell's talking about. I enjoyed the whole harmony bit. Overall, I actually like this, so possibly more than Sal did. I don't know.
It's Disney. I'm gonna be like super harsh.
Yeah, sorry guys. I'll try and protect you. Melly will probably chime in later. We have no idea when Melly's coming on.
She disappeared.
Yeah, but she's got her show stuff going on, so we don't really. Maybe there must have been a delay, or I don't know. It's Canada. Who knows?
Yeah.
So
silly people cross the border.
I know. It's like Dudley Do-Right.
Oh God.
I'm not even gonna go there.
Brandon Fraser.
We got our immune contestant next.
Yes, Cassidy 92. Yeah. Oh God, no. Go away.
Happy's back.
No.
Okay, should we stop and listen to her?
Yeah.
Good plan.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spend together lives within my heart. And when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she like she loved me when she loved me. When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lives within my heart when she loved me.
And that was Dragonite with the Power of Love from Back to the Future. Oh, such a good movie. Dragonite. I love this song, but I'm not sure if it was quite the right pick for you. I think the biggest thing that affected you for this song was the level of energy, because this song is just, it's so, like, exciting and, like, fun. And I feel like you were very much like da 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 da, instead of like putting any kind of like energy or emotion into it. It's so much. It's like the power of love. Da 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 da. And it's just, it's like, yeah. Sorry, I couldn't. But it's so like, I know it was really hard for me to get into it because of that. And this song kind of depends on you grabbing us and hooking us into it, because otherwise, because it does the same thing over and over, it doesn't really do anything interesting. And because you didn't quite hook it, it just kind of fell flat for me.
It was very Robert Palmer. Melly, did you hear what I said? I think our connection's messed up. Melly, did you hear what I said?
No.
Melly?
You're shouting again.
Is it very Robert Palmer for you?
Ugh.
Is that what you're going with, though?
No.
Okay. I need to know, since he's the first for a night, how is his levels for you guys? Because for me, the vocals were really loud.
And they were loud for me.
My headphones.
The backtrack was light for me.
Okay. Just a quick side note before I go into my thing. You got to play around with reverb a little bit. I think it'll add to your vocals because they were slightly dry. But your vocals are just so trippy. I kind of get a kick out of them when I hear them. And for me, I just remind myself that, you know, this is sort of your take on it. And it was like hearing Elvis sing Power of Love and then Barry White.
He should have done an Elvis song.
And then it was like a whole host of people. It started with Elvis, then it was Barry White, then it was Gil Dragon. And then, I would have liked to have seen you play around with the verses a little bit more. And I have this fear that your range is limited and you're trying to play it safe with your range, that you're kind of trying to avoid going higher up because it's a little out of your range. It just had a weird feel for me. And the bridge wasn't quite as good as the rest of the verses. I like the verses better. But I will say the Barry White segment was win. That was really win. I love that. So.
Okay, so now I know which one it was, because I'm like, sounds like either Barry White or Barry Manilow. I can't tell which one it is. Or, yeah. right off the bat, I felt the balance between the vocals and backtrack a bit jarring for me. The voice was too mellow for a song for my liking. It needed more pep. And just a really weird thing on my notes, I accidentally put voice too milly for a song. I tried to put Millie. Mellow.
What? Yeah, okay, I was like, Do I sound like this?
No. I will send you a picture of this Millie.
You sound like Barry White.
Talk like this. Couple
Nothing but Ned ever starts up again. I want him as a bass. Go on.
Meets Pep. Barry White. We figured that one out. After halfway, I kind of get the interpretation with what he was trying to do, but there was still a style clash. And then that's the power, the part where he repeats, it just didn't sound right. It needs more power at the end, and this goes with Reed's range note, especially that last note should have sounded higher, but it didn't. And overall, kind of started to sound a little linear or monotone for me.
Okay. Who is up next? So who do we have next?
Up next is Moggy Mog.
Moggy Mog.
I'm going to say your name like that all the time.
Mickey Mouse.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's-its and what's-its galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I'm one more. I wanna be where the people are. I wanna see. Wanna see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling around on that, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run. Up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Bet you on land, they understand. I bet you they don't reprimand their daughters. Proper women, sick of swimming, ready to stand. And I'm ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn? When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love, love to explore the world above. Out of the sea, wish I could be part of that world.
And that was Dylan Collins with Part of Your World. Okay, so, like, I actually think that this started out, like, I was really trepidatious when I saw the file, and then, like, the file name, and then you started off, and it was like, oh, okay, this might work. But I think the problem is you started to kind of, like, stumble with, like, the timing, and you didn't really build it up to anything. Which I know you're really good at, because usually every song you do has that build to it. So it was kind of a little bit sad and disappointing, because I was expecting that from this. And I think that if you had been able to put a little bit more of that into it, then it would have been an effective gender bend. But it kind of fell flat for me. Yeah. Whoever's next.
What bothered me about this was the concept of imagining Dylan with long red hair and and shell bra. And
that's
and
how
that
I always
goatee.
Imagine him.
And so,
God.
You know, once that image was stuck in my head, the rest was
oh,
terrible.
Oh, God, no, really, stop.
oh, my God. You're like a troll mermaid. I love it. This was, this is, okay, so, you know, maybe it wasn't. This was interesting. Believe it or not, I was surprised that it kind of worked. Except that I agree with Melly, the timing issues was really uncharacteristic of you, because you're usually more careful about that kind of thing. I liked actually the melody changes. I thought that was kind of cool. I enjoyed that. I did kind of feel partway through, like, you're trying to figure out if you were spoofing the song or not, and then you kind of go back and forth between whether you were or you weren't, or maybe you were spoofing it the whole time and I only just picked up on it for some of it. Surprisingly, you made the song work in your range. I was actually kind of impressed by that. But the timing issues were very distracting for me. So.
Dylan Collins, what Dylan are you doing?
Punk shell bra Collins.
Oh, God. Okay. So, yeah, gender bending, part of your world. Oh, I'm so not looking forward to hearing the song ever again. So I really love your little sassiness, like, and this is probably from, like, Reed's spoof note, like, that sassiness on the side speaking parts. And yeah, it, like, started really good. I'm like, yeah, this is gonna be good, especially with all those sassinesses, and yeah. And then you started changing the melody a little bit too much, missing timing thingies, and yeah. I think you added lyrics or changed words, because I was starting to spaz out. This is going to kill me.
That made the song all the more exciting. He's spazzing out.
Yeah.
Bonus points.
Sweet. Bonus points, I guess. But yeah,
best of the night so far.
Yeah.
Okay, who is next?
Next, ladies and gentlemen, I'm scrolling up to see the list. Is Stupid Sleeve. Stop it. Up next is Monastar.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Gremlin.
Right. It's an Apostar.
Well, okay.
Love that, Reed.
That was Monastar.
Yes, it was.
That was Monastars, plural, like multiple Monastars in my ear with this full surround sound kind of thing. It was like 3D hearing, and it was lovely.
Lovely.
I love your voice. Dots in between each word there. The one thing that I had a critique on about this is your timings. With like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 different Monastars going on in my head, it would have been nice if they all started and stopped at the same time, which is like one of the big traps of doing multi-voice tracking. It happened kind of a lot in this song. That the timing's rough. The harmonies themselves were drop-dead gorgeous. Loved them. But the timings were really distracting. So please, if you're going to do songs like this in the future, just watch that. Otherwise, great job.
So yeah, I'm like super happy she did this because she's like, I don't know what to do for this one. I'm like, what about this, this, and this? And then I figured out, hey, So This Is Love will be great as a solo song. And she did it. And I'm kind of happy. And I'm very happy. Okay,
sometimes the pairing was a little too far from each other or a little too spread out for my liking. Try not to go heavy on the bottom harmony like you did at 55 seconds with the word sky, because it felt like you were just really pushing it. And we already said the timing, but yeah, other than that, it was really pretty.
Oh, this might be a good time to remind people that Zell is deaf in her right ear. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you pan all the way to the right, she's going to miss it. Be very careful not to do that, guys.
Yeah.
Millie? Star, this is one of my favorite Disney songs, and I'm really happy somebody did it. The panning was definitely... See, I'm trying to decide if it was too extreme or not, because it kind of gave this really
3D
interesting...
Sense?
Not 3D sound, but it was just... I don't know, it made me think just very... I don't know, it just came together in a very interesting way for me. I actually thought that although... Sometimes it seemed like a timing issue. Sometimes with like the coming in at different parts, I think if it had been panned a little bit less, could have been more used as like an effect and it would have worked a bit more. But oh my God, your voice is beautiful on this. I thought it was just, it was gorgeous. Oh my God, this is pretty. So pretty.
Are you implying that my head is so swelled that it takes a while to get from the left ear to the right ear? Is that what you're trying to say here?
Yes. Oh, who's next, though?
Yes, who's next?
Up next is Sorachu.
Sorachu!